Since I believe you've just become a citizen of these great United States.
I did.
Well done.
Thank you. I hear you're going to try and do that too.
I'm going to try and do it, but I'm waiting until they change the constitution so I can run for president. That's what I'm
doing. Well, there you go. You know, if Arnold can do that, we'll both be available, right? We could do that.
Yeah, we could be. Yeah, me, you, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. There's a government. There's a... I don't know what policies we'd come up with. Everybody, get your hair done. I think it'd be fine. Did you have to sit an exam or something?
Oh, absolutely. There's quite a tough exam. You have to know about 100 different facts.
About America.
About America. And you have these and you learn them, and then some computer decides which 10 you have to answer. And if you get 7 right, you win. Or you pass.
And if you don't...
Well, I mean, if you win, you get to vote, you get to be on a jury, and you get to fight a war.
Right.
There you go.
Planning to do any of these?
I'm planning to do some of them, yes.
Right.
I don't think they'd pick me for the war.
What happens if you don't pass the test?
Then you do not get to be a citizen.
Really?
Oh, yes. They're very, very, very...
I wonder if Americans would pass that test.
No, they don't. It's funny you should say that, because my husband said, oh, don't worry about it, don't worry.
Your husband's
about
American,
it.
Right?
My husband's American, so don't, and an expert on the Constitution and Bill of Rights and all that. He said,
right.
Don't worry, I'll do it with you. And he said, you know, what are the questions? So he was 0 for 4. There were four, first 4 I asked him, he
really?
Didn't get right, yes.
And will he be leaving the country? Is he allowed to stay?
The thing is, if you're born here, then you don't have to take the test.
Oh, I see.
I'll
have to take it. I know tons about America.
Did you know that our armed forces are allowed to fight for our country without actually being citizens? I mean, I was sitting amongst all these beautiful, wonderful men and women,
yes,
and who were fighting for us, and none of them were citizens. They all became citizens with me.
Really?
Isn't that wild? I thought I never
imagined. I think historically that happens a lot with countries. They, you know, you say, we'll fight for you. You say, well, you can be a citizen if you fight for us. You know,
you
I think that's, I think that happens quite. I think historically that goes back a long way.
Did you see what my son did? Did you see?
No. What
well,
did your
my,
son
well, my kids were all there watching.
Right.
And I think someone from the press asked one of my twins, you know, what do you think about this? And Johnny said, my mom won't be an alien anymore.
Was he frightened?
But wait
a minute, if you're from England, and didn't you get an OBE?
I did.
Well,
an
OBE is kind of like a
Officer of the British Empire.
Right.
Yes, so...
Do you have to give it back now?
No, because the British, once you're British, you're always British.
Really?
As far as they're concerned.
Right.
Yes, so actually I...
So you're British and you're American?
I carry both, yes.
You get two passports. Oh, it's like James Bond.